Zarkowski singing the national anthem at Harvard. So, teams on the floor getting set to check in. Then on the road, the tour begins at Harvard.
It's my favorite song, Adam.
Next Saturday night at the Palestra. So, Harvard wearing the away, the home whites with crimson trim lettering as well. And for Penn, they're in the away blues, saw them in the away reds against Yale. We'll see what they go with tomorrow night. We'll have our fashion reporter on that. El McPherson, I hear, going to be...
I prefer the red ones. I think they bring a little more character to the table, to be honest. But they bring a victory, I'll take whatever color they
want. Right now, the teams clash. Penn in the away blues, Harvard in the whites and reds. Penn with the white lettering, red trim. Owens, again, sprained the ankle in practice yesterday. He on the floor. They will be going left to right. Harvard, right to left, on your radio. Just about set here at Cozy Lavides. It's about 2,300 or so, and they're just trying to clear the floor a second before the game. And just about set here. Big weekend for Harvard. Big weekend for Penn and the other Ivy League contestants in up in Hanover. We'll keep you updated on the Princeton-Dartmouth game. But right here, a big game as the Quakers begin their last Ivy League weekend road trip. It is Jeff Owens and Ewing at the tip. Let's see if Owens can beat a Ewing at the tip-off. And the ball loose, and Penn can't come up with it. On the floor is Mike Beam, and it's a jump ball. Does that set a record for the fastest jump ball 5 seconds into the game after the jump ball? So we'll do it again. We'll do it again. So Owens again with Ewing, 6'9 versus 6'11. Owens. And here we are, all set and ready to go. And Owens now tips it back to Matt Langle. So, starting out again, Penn got caught in traffic on the Mass Pike. So, it was a tough road trip over here, the 20-minute drive. And we are underway. 19:40 to go, first half. Langle into Romantic, can't hold on, pass a little too low out of bounds. Harvard basketball.
Yeah, Harvard came out in their man-to-man, no surprise there. The featured matchup, the one I'm real excited to watch here, is senior Tim Hill against Quaker point guard Michael Jordan. An excellent, excellent matchup. Two of probably the three best point guards in the Ivy League. The other one, of course, Princeton's Brian Earle.
Mike Beam looking to get on the board against Pennsylvania for the first time this year, and does by hitting a three off the screen on the left side. 3-0 Harvard here early on. Again, the Crimson lost by 25 at the Palestra, and Penn will set up.
Although that game was only the second game they played after center Fisher was diagnosed with mono. So now they sort of, gelled a little bit as a team. We'll see if they can get it. Of course, they're on their home court. You got to think it's somewhat of an advantage.
Matt Langle called for a charge, so it's kind of a shaky start for the off guard. 3-0 Harvard. The Crimson on top here, 1 minute into the game. Tim Hill and Jordan in the Penn defense in a man-to-man. As Mike Beam loses it, but it goes off of his knee right back to Hill, so Hill will set things up. Hill only 5'11", so Jordan with the height advantage, not by much, but he has it.
At least on paper. According to what they're listed at, I think they're pretty close to the same height.
And a turnover, Harvard, as Clemente turns it over, Owens picks it up. We go the other way with Michael Jordan, taking it up for the Quakers. Looking for Jed Ryan on the baseline. Now into the big man Owens. Over Ewing. Blocked by Ewing. Romanza gets it back. And they're going to call a charge as Clemente had position in the lane. As Romanza kind of gave him an elbow, but maybe a little bit of an acting job by Harvard. So two fouls early on for Penn. Romanza's first. Langle with one. 18:32 to go. First half, 3-0 Harvard. Penn offense not in sync on three possessions.
Yeah, not at all in sync. They haven't run anything smoothly. You'd think Jed Ryan coming off a career night. Get him a shot. Get it down low to Owens. Get it down low to Romantic or something.
Hill trying to take it to Jordan, kicks it out to Gellert now. The three-point attempt by Clemente up and in from about 21 away. And 6-0 Harvard on 2 3-point shots. 18:10 to go, and Fran Dunphy wants a quick 20-second timeout to calm his team down. And Dan, you don't like to make too big of a deal out of the travel arrangements by Pennsylvania, but, maybe a little bit rushed, even though they did delay the tip 15 minutes, maybe a little bit rushed coming off of the bus.
Yeah, I mean, even with the delayed tip, they still got here less than it. They arrived here less than an hour before tip-off. They got here around 6:15, 6:20. So, they came right off the bus, and actually the coach had them change and get ready on the bus, from what I understand. So when they got in here, they were already in their warm-ups. They came straight, dropped their bags in the locker room, and were right immediately on the court. They didn't even waste time changing the locker room. So a little change, maybe you feel a little rushed, not exactly ready to play, but regardless.
Well, you better be.
We'll see what Coach Dunphy just diagrams coming out of the timeout for this offensive set.
into Owens. Again, Owens up too strong with the layup from the right block. No good. Loose ball. Mike Beam picks it up and hands it off to Hill. So Penn struggling from the field, 0 for 2, and they have two fouls.
Lakers, of course, in their man-to-man defense.
Geller and turns it over, trying to kick it out to Clemente Jordan. In transition, fouled by Hill. It was actually a one-on-two as Beam and Hill were back there for Harvard, but Hill committed his first and the team's first.
Foul trouble is the only way you can get this guy Hill out of the game, Adam. He plays 871 out of a possible 885 minutes this year. That's 99% of all Harvard minutes. So don't look for him to take a breather anytime soon.
You know, Dan, if we changed on the bus, that would definitely lead to some sort of accident. Well, a turnover. Jordan just throws it into the middle of the court. Picked off by Geller. The other way, Hill rejected by Owens out of bounds. It will be Harvard basketball, 30 to shoot. 17-24 left, first half. Is a 6-0 Harvard lead.
Great transition defense by the Quakers. Owens came back to help his teammate Langle defend Hill on the baseline.
Inside to Ewing, the baby hook goes on the left side. Out to Romancic at the point. Being guarded by Clemente, left side for Langle, and there's going to be a foul inside. A call will be on Ewing. Harvard in a lot of foul trouble last time these two teams met. Clemente actually fouled out of the game. Never really a factor. Sanger will come in for Owens, nursing the ankle. It looks like he's running a little bit gingerly, I would say, as he heads to the bench.
Although on that last defensive trip down the court when he got back to make the block on Hill, he looked to be running okay.
Shot by Penn, no good. Rebound, well, Clemente couldn't hang on. It will be Penn basketball. As we're 3 minutes into this game, the Quakers trail Harvard 8-0. Again, they started slowly against Brown in the first half, trailed the Bears 31-29 at the half. And tonight, as Romancic gets the inbound pass fouled, they're going to say he was going up as Romancic slashed into the paint on the right side. And Paul Romancic will look to get Pennsylvania on the board. The Quakers with four early turnovers, 0 for 3 from the floor.
Paul Romancic, the adventure's beginning, shooting under 60% from the line while he's shooting over 60% from the field. Unbelievable.
Romancic's first free throw hits a couple edges of the rim and bounces in. And Penn is on the board, down by a touchdown, you might say, 8-1. Clock for Paul Romancic is up and in, and Romancic gives Penn a deuce, 8-2, 6-point lead for Harvard, under about 17 to go here, first half. Beam has it in front of Dunphy on the right side, swings it out to Clemente beyond the arc, not much there, good defense by Paul Romancic, another tough assignment for him. Beam around the screen by Ewing, dribbling left and right, bounce passing it to Hill, now being guarded by Langle. The taller Langle, the 6'5 Langle, guarding the much smaller Hill. 12 to shoot, it looks like it's going to be Hill. Pulls up from three at the point, that's no good. And the rebound by Paul Romance, a good defensive possession by Penn.
Well, it was a good defensive possession, although Tim Hill got a pretty good look there. Matt Langle, much slower than Hill, had to back off significantly. And Hill, you know, Hill had a good look. He's going to knock that shot down most of the time.
Jordan, pull up three, over Hill is in. Hill can't do it on one end. Jordan does on the other, and it's 8-5. Harvard, 16 minutes left, first half.
Michael Jordan has not been shooting that well as of late, particularly not a great shooting weekend last weekend. He comes out of the block. Confident.
Beam drains a three again off the screen, this time about 20 feet away at the point. 6 points for Beam. He had none against the Penn Quakers at the plush. They're going to call a palming violation on Michael Jordan. Wow, second straight weekend we've seen that call. It's you don't see that too often, but the score remains 11-6 Harvard, 15-55 to go first half.
Yeah, you certainly do not see that very often. It was called twice in a game last weekend against Matt Langle. And this is the first time I've seen it against Jordan, but it's a rule.
Beam has it left side just inside the arc. Clemente, three, a high arcing three over Romancic, not there. And Jed Ryan gets the rebound over the much, much smaller Andrew Gellert, only 6'2". Ryan checking in at 6'7".
The Quakers had a tough time handling Clemente, particularly in the second half at the Palestra a couple weeks ago. Clemente was the rookie of the year in the Ivies last year, and he's having a very good sophomore season this year.
Langle draws the contact off the glass, the shot no good, but he will go to the free throw line for a pair. And, let's talk a little about Matt Langle. Last two weekends on the road, hasn't seen his touch, really. We haven't seen him draining the threes, and it's been a little bit cold, as we mentioned earlier, shooting only 19% at Brown and at Yale.
Well, not only has he not been shooting the ball well, he hasn't been playing particularly well, Adam. He had a couple pommies, had turnovers, and even right there on that free throw, it just rims in, and he's such a good foul shooter, such a good stroke shooting the basketball. It just doesn't look right. I don't know if he doesn't have the confidence, you know, or if it's just a matter of during the season. It's a long season. You go through ups and downs. Hopefully he gets that back, because if they want to make any kind of run, they're going to need the scoring and shooting ability on that lane.
Second shot, no good. Rebound being fought for by Clemente and Romantic, and it's out of bounds. And good hustle by Paul Romantic as Clemente can't control it. It goes out of bounds off of Harvard, right in front of Frank Sullivan. His eighth season at Harvard. And the Quakers inbounded. Jordan has it at the free throw line. It's a Sanger. The layup blocked from behind. Sanger trying to go up strong. Nothing there. 11-6 Harvard, 15 minutes left in the game.
Great feed from Jordan down to Sanger. Just couldn't get it.
As Tim Hill just takes it so easy down the right side in the paint. Easy off the glass. The layup up and in. Harvard up by 7, 13-6, 14:45 left in the first.
Yeah, it was a good one. Four-year starter here at Harvard.
Jordan looking to take it to Hill. Not much there. Romantic gets it left side, 15 away. Strip! But they're going to call a foul, and they're going to tag Clemente on it. Harvard picking up fouls here early on, much like they did at the Palestra.
And right here, Jeff Owens is going to check back in. I'm sure for Sanger, after Sanger could not get it done on that layup attempt. It was a beautiful scoop pass from Jordan, and Sanger's got to finish that.
Owens back in. Lamar Plummer into the game. He replaces Matt Langle, who sits next to Coach Neil Jackson on the 10 bench. Plummer has it. Now I guess it's a Jordan beyond the arc, left side, picks up his dribble and travels with it in the paint. So goes the other way. It'll be Harvard basketball.
And Michael Jordan putting a little token pressure here on Tim Hill in the backcourt, knowing that Tim Hill runs his team. It's his squad. He's going to play a lot of minutes. Just give him a little, make him work just a little bit harder to bring the ball up the court.
Hill's pass tipped out of bounds by Jeff. The Harvard ball, 25 to shoot. There's the Crimson coming out fired up, man. This is their weekend to make a statement in the Ivy League, although they're out of contention for the title. They've never seen this program as never won the Ivy title, the only school to have that dubious distinction. Left side, Clemente beyond the arc, being guarded by Romantic. Romantic bodying him up. The flow, turnaround floater, airballed, but the rebound picked up by Harvard. It looks like it was beamed down low, swings it out the Hill. Now out to Tim Coleman, who takes the jumper from about 14 away from the right elbow and drains it, 15-6. Harvard, the lead at 11, its largest lead of the game with 13:54 left first half. And they're going to call another foul on Harvard, this one on Coleman. That's his first as he checks in for the game. Also checking in Damian Long for the Crimson. And we have a timeout on the floor, 13:51 to go in the first half with Harvard on top, 15-6. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
World Cafe began back in 1991, just a little more than 7 years ago. Since then, we've produced seven exclusive CDs of World Cafe performances. We've introduced you to hundreds of new artists. We've interviewed some of the most influential performers of our time, including U2, REM, and Joan Baez. None of this happens without your help. For the next few weeks, we'll be asking you to call...
Continues. Looks like they need him to score. 17-11. Harvard, 12 minutes left in the first.
Yeah, Jed Ryan coming off a career night. 7-10 from behind the arc. And an amazing stat, Adam. Jed Ryan shoots 80% of his field goal attempts in the Ivy Leagues are from behind the arc. Amazing for a 6'7 player.
Harvard, no good. Clemente in the turnaround. Jordan on the other end. And he walks with it as he picks up his dribble. Not happy with the call, but there may have been contact. And another Penn turnover goes Harvard's direction. So with 11:46 to go in the first half, Pennsylvania trails by 6.
That's at least 3 turnovers so far for Michael Jordan in this game. 7 for the team overall, so they have to certainly take care of the ball better.
Hill has it. Goes around the screen by Clemente, and now the screen by Ewing, and he pulls up from a long 2 about 16 and a half away. 19-11. Harvard, 11:25 to go first half. Tim Hill
has 6 points.
Yep, Jim Hill, the fifth leading scorer in the Ivy, leads this team with just about 17 a game, and he can certainly fill it up.
Into Owens. He's fouled from behind by Ewing. 18 fouls, but again, Dan, sending Owens to the line for Harvard with a 1-1 opportunity with 11:19 to go in the first.
We'll see if Owens can make him pay. That's what he's going to have to do. Their teams are going to send him to the foul line, knock the free throws down. And it's amazing. I mean, it seems so easy, and I know Owens works really hard in practice, and it just comes down to the mental aspect of it. I think, you know, his mechanics are fine. He has a pretty good stroke for a big man.
He makes the first, so now 1-for-2.
1-for-2, but really it's sort of like 1-for-3 because he missed the front end of a 1-on-1.
Well, that time drained both. Actually, perfect free throws by Jeff Owens.
There you go, big man.
Good to see it out of him. So 19-13 is the score. Harvard on top here from Boston. Beantown. Not really the place to be, I'll tell you today, as the fans up here, the Red Sox fans, are hurting hearing that Roger Clemens going to the Yankees. It's been all over the place. Up here, fans not happy. Inside, Hill draws the contact on Jordan as he drives left side, and Hill will go to the line for 2.
Yeah, we've seen this all year, really. Michael Jordan's had some trouble keeping up with quicker players. Brian Earl got around him a bunch of times. Boshi for Kansas in the season opener got around him and some other guys. And certainly something Michael Jordan's going to have to improve on. Either he's going to have to back up and give a little bit more space. I don't know, improve the footwork, the agility. What do you recommend, Adam? You have good agility.
It's tough to compare me with others. I have a tough time doing that myself. But as an objective judge, as Tim Hill trains both free throws. Oh, by the way, he only shoots 84% from the free throw line. Jordan to Ryan. 3. 2 guys in his face. It goes in and out. No good. Mike Sullivan in the game fighting for the rebound. Sanger gets it off the glass. Easy layup. Well, there's that putback by Sanger we were looking for. 21-15 now. Harvard on top. 10:45 to go in the first.
Yeah, way to fight. Sanger took that rebound and put it back up with a bunch of guys around him. Although this is still, right now, not an offensive lineup. You have Sullivan and Sanger on the court for the Quakers.
Van Dunphy clapping enthusiastically on the sidelines of his team to play some pressure defense. Plummer, Jordan, Sanger, Ryan, and Sullivan on the floor for the Quakers. Hill picks it up, gets it out to Clemente, right side to 3. Way short. Rebound, a loose ball picked up by Harvard. Good hustle by Gellert. And he will control, trying to take the much taller Ryan to the hole, and he's fouled by Sanger. Let's see if he was on the floor going up, so Penn not getting the loose balls.
Yeah, certainly being out-hustled, out-worked right now by this Harvard scrappy team, without a doubt. And still 10 minutes into this one, Adam, Frank Brown has not hopped off the bench. I sort of expected we'd see him tonight. Of course, still a lot of basketball left to be played, but 10 minutes into this one, Mike Sullivan came off the bench first, as did Plummer, as did Sanger, so... Brown has where he's been for the last bunch of games.
Oh, that's the way it's been. But they've been winning these other Ivy games. Their only loss, of course, well, that game at the Palestra a couple of weeks ago or something.
We won't talk about
it. Plummer comes out of the game, and Dunphy claps about 8 times. You can probably hear it in a natural sound right in his face. Wants him to play, I guess, better defense. So Gellert, 1-of-2, 22-15, Harvard up by 7, Langle back in the game for Plummer, into Sanger, the big man blocked from behind by Ewing, by the way, this is not Patrick Ewing out there, it's Bill, right side Hill, drives the paint, off the glass, no good, Sanger can't get to the rebound, but Sullivan does get to the loose ball, we go the other way, Jordan a 1-on-2, pulls up over Clemente for 3, it is good as it gets the shooter's touch, 22-18 Harvard.
Talk about confidence, Langle Jordan took that. What was it, a 1-on-3 break? Michael Jordan just pulled up with 2 guys in his face and knocked it down. But I'll tell you what, I really did not like, not a good sign on that last possession, Adam. On the Quakers' fast break, Matt Langle passed up about a 7-foot chip shot to give it to Sanger, who was running full speed in transition. And, you know, you got to know who you're passing to. Sanger, that's a tough pass for him to handle, and he was unable to convert. You got to think, Matt Langle has a better chance to knock that one in from about 7 feet out.
Well, the 22nd timeout by Harvard holds things up. 9:42 to go. First half, Adam Herzog, Dan Zarkowski bringing you all the action of Penn Quaker basketball this season. Tonight, we're bringing it from you the Harvard-Penn matchup. Always a good matchup. Harvard actually has the third best overall record in the Ivy League over the last 4 seasons since 95-96. 55 wins, 45 losses. Princeton, obviously, number 1, 90-17. Penn. Actually, only about 6 games ahead of Harvard in that same stretch, but 12 games in the Ivy League, which is significant in 4 years. So now Gellert has it at the point. Hill's still in there, Dan, as you mentioned. The workhorse takes it inside and tries to hand it to Ewing on the left block. Ewing trying to get it around Owens, and a hook shot up and in over Jeff Owens. 24-18, Ewing with 4 points as Harvard on top by six.
Yeah, Owens looked a little hesitant to try to jump and block that shot. Instead, he was just satisfied with standing there, and not tall enough.
Well, Matt Langle pulls up from about 10 away and drains it from the right baseline, similar to the shot he had at the end of the Princeton game on the pull-up. 24-20 now. The lead by Harvard cut to 4, 8:55 to go first half, and you get the sense, Dan, Penn may be warming up a little.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's a good sign for Matt Langle. Get some confidence back and start shooting the basketball.
Yellard penetration out to Ewing, who also drains a 10-footer, this time on the left baseline, and Ewing now with 6. And the Harvard lead back up to 6 with 8:40 to go in the first half.
Yeah, Owens just a little slow getting over there to cover him, 10 feet away from the basket.
Langle 3, right side. No good. It's the further rim in the back of the rim and bounces into the hands of Bill Ewing.
Just can't get a break. Langle thought that was good. You could see it in his eyes, his body language. Sam Hill comes out and knocks down the 15-footer. But Langle, yeah, hit every part of the rim except for going in.
Well, that,
catch a break.
That's the way things are going. This game at Harvard, 28-20. Again, the game at the Palestra, never really in doubt. Penn was up 40-20 in the first half. Harvard did go on a run at the end of the half, but Quakers a 17-2 run to open things up. Well, left side, Jordan, beyond the arc, pulls it in, and the alley-oop to Owens is up and in, who jams it home. 28-22 Harvard, and we've seen that before as the fans here who haven't seen that before get up on the alley-oop.
Yeah, Jordan back downhill is a little bit smaller, maybe an inch shorter. Sort of looked like he was going to do a turnaround jumper and just threw it towards the basket, and Owens went up and put it down.
Clemente, as he headed to the basket on the right side, pushed from behind by Sullivan. Team foul number 5. Again, Harvard with 8. With 7:35 left first half, Paul Romancic back into the game. He's been quiet thus far, as you mentioned. Friday night, Dan, he has truly lit it up. And tonight, he's been quiet against Harvard at the Palestra. 12 points for Romancic.
We'll see if Romancic can get some touches here. Coming back on the next offensive possession, Jed Ryan sits down. It looked like he had the hot hand shooting some threes earlier.
Gellert into the paint. The penetration gets it out to Mike Beam. And now Hill will control with 20 to shoot for Harvard. Out to Clemente at the point, being guarded by Romancic. Clemente now takes it to the hole. Blocked away by Owens, who's averaging over 2 blocks a game. And we go the other way with Michael Jordan.
Great help defense. Romancic was beat and beat badly by Clemente. And Owens just swatted.
Jordan's pass into Romancic too far and too strong for the 6'7 big man. So out of bounds, another Penn turnover. It goes Harvard's way as Jordan and Romancic talking things over on the miscommunication.
Yeah, and just as Owen sort of got back in the game, he had the dunk, had the block. He sits down. Josh Sanger back in for him.
So Penn going 8 deep into the bench. Again, as you mentioned, Frank Brown not yet in the game as Clemente has an open 3 right side and drains it. Clemente, who shoots about 40% from 3 for a big man, outstanding, a 6'7 sophomore, drains it. 6.4 Clemente, 31-22, the lead back up to 9 as the Quakers have Sullivan and Sanger in the game with Jordan, and Jordan was pushed by Hill, heading, penetrating on the left side. Jordan will get a 1-1, 19 fouls on the Harvard Crimson, but Penn right now in a dogfight in Boston.
Well, Clemente is a very good shooter for big man, as you said, Adam, and he can also handle the ball. And Romantic's got to stay out on him and not let him get open looks like that. He had a lot of time to shoot that 3.
Jordan will have a 1-1 on the season, an outstanding free throw shooter. Outside of Jed Ryan, best on the team, 79.7% from the free throw line, 51-64. Ryan shooting 29-33, 88%. He has not been to the line yet. Jordan, first one, there's no one to distract him behind him at this arena, so first one up and in. In fact, there is a luxury box, which no one is in. I guess it's tough to sell him around here. So just clear sailing for Jordan behind the basket. Drains the first and drains the second, no problem. We cut to 7 for Harvard. 6:33 left, first half, timeout on the floor. And our sideline reporter, Steve McLaughlin, well, standing by. Let's send it to him. Steve, take it away.
Guys, thanks very much. I'm here with the president of the Penn Basketball Club, Tony Gianetta. It has been a wild season so far. What do you think about this particular Penn Quaker season as you've seen it so far?
Well, I think it's been filled with a lot of excitement and some disappointment. We played very, very well, and in other cases we've let down dramatically. The Princeton game is unbelievable. We'll remain that way forever in my mind, and I'm sure others. But we're a gutty bunch, and they're great kids, and I think we'll come back.
Now, today's game, as we watch it, really, I guess, a surprise for Penn Quaker fans, but it's been very physical. Who do you think, down the stretch, who does that favor in this contest today?
Well, I think we have physical advantage over Harvard without question. I think we're a better team. They're on fire right now. They're hitting their threes. They're running their execution beautifully. It's not going to be an easy game. I thought it would be a lot easier than it is, but unfortunately it's not.
Now, if you're Coach Fran Dunphy, obviously you knew that the Penn, that the Michael Jordan-Tim Hill matchup, Tim Hill being the guard for Harvard, was going to be a wild, you know, a very good solid matchup. What do you think about this guy, Tim Hill?
I think he's wonderful. Absolutely super. I've seen him play before. He's fast as lightning, can shoot, can do everything. He's a good match for Mike.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. And, well, time will tell. We'll see who the better team tonight is. But right now, Quakers should be on top of this one. They are the better team talent-wise. But, well, Harvard coming out scrappy. 31-24. They have the lead. 6:28 to go. Penn's pressure to trap as Langle tips it out of bounds. Gellert had it. It will be Harvard ball. 28 to shoot.
Well, clearly the difference so far, Adam. 8 turnovers for the Quakers, only 2 for the Crimson. And while both teams shooting around 50%, the Quakers have taken 8 less shots in this game, so you know, you got to put it up in order to score.
15 points by Harvard off of 10 turnovers, also the difference in this one. 7-point Harvard lead as Gellert gets it right side for Hill beyond the arc. Inside 10 feet away for Clement. They working on Romantic. The turnaround block by Romantic. Sanger the board. Nearly has it stripped by Gellert. Sanger and Gellert fall on top of each other, but play continues. Langle swing pass to Sullivan left side. And Sully picks it up. Not much there. Jordan taking long. Jordan the floater. Oh, pretty touch by Michael Jordan, recognizing the mismatch. 31-26, 10 right back in it. Down by 5, 5:44 left in the first.
Yeah, out of that last time out, Coach Dunphy went with a little trap in the backcourt, maybe to speed this game up a little bit, and that certainly would play to the Quakers' advantage.
They're going to call a foul inside on Sanger, a push, trying to guard Coleman. That's Tim Coleman off the bench. So, Pennsylvania, well, that's 16 fouls, and one more there over the limit.
Well, while we're hoping for Dartmouth to knock off Princeton, not good news early on. 6 minutes into that one, Princeton up 12-4. At halftime, at the Palestra, the women's basketball team for the Quakers, 29, and this Harvard women's team, 29. So, tied up at halftime.
As Clemente takes the inbound pass and misses badly on a three, Langle the rebound. They push it up the floor again, as you were saying. Push this tempo and get it into their favor. Langle beyond the arc right side into Owens at the right elbow. Owens puts the ball on the floor. Out to Jordan. Jordan, nice ball fake. Out to Langle. Open baseline three. Yes! But Langle drains the three. And Penn within two with 31-29 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. 6 points for Matt Langle.
Yeah, Matt Langle knocks it down, and he thanks Michael Jordan, his roommate, for getting him a nice open look.
Hill, the shot short, but out of bounds off of Langle. As Long, great hustle, throwing it off of Matt Langle, and out of bounds. And the fans up, you're not happy with the call, thought Long was out of bounds, but it will be Harvard basketball with 25 to shoot. Mike Beam being guarded in the man-to-man by Langle. Swings it from right to left to Hill, now inside Ewing in the low block. Turnaround over Owens, then Bill Ewing. I didn't see this back in Philadelphia. He is stroking it. 8-footer goes, 8 points for Ewing, 33-29 Harvard.
Yeah, he's got some nice footwork, Todd. He is a cedar, but he's got some footwork. He has a good look at drop step, a fadeaway jumper. He's putting the moves on Owens, who's perhaps a little slowed with that ankle injury.
Well, they're going to call a push foul on Langle, trying to get position as Rome is roams the baseline. Second on Langle, and we go to the charity stripe for Damian Long, who shoots 80%, 12 of 15 on the season, the 6'2 junior from Spokane, Washington. First shot up, no good. Long rebound tipped out to Jordan, and it's a one-on-two. Jordan Hill defending him, and Jordan has to pull up, back out to Romantic. That's the Plummer. The three is way off, partially deflected. Clemente gets the loose ball, and it will be Tim Hill controlling for Harvard.
Not a great shot by Plummer. He rushed that. Long was right in his face and got a piece of it.
He'll pull up three, is also long, and Jordan gets the long rebound, and he will slow things up a little bit, Tim.
Although Hill, Sullivan was on him on the switch, and Hill had plenty of room as Sullivan had to back off to respect Hill's quickness. Hill got up a pretty good shot.
Sullivan takes it left side to the hole, and the two-handed layup, maybe thought about going up for the jam, but he lays it home. 33-31 Harvard. Penn on the verge here.
Where did that come from? Mike Sullivan straight to the hole. Nice move by Sully, showing his skill.
As Dell has it, the fans here, over 2,000 in attendance. Well, you know you have a small arena when the sections go out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Clemente hits the 15-footer. Falls down, no foul call. Clemente with 8. And the lead back up to 4 for in the first.
Although you have to be feeling somewhat good if you're a Quaker right now, because despite how, I mean, this Harvard team came out firing at all cylinders, and they only have a 4-point advantage right now.
Plummer in the paint, out to Owens, left side. Back out to Plummer, being guarded by Long. Plummer may think there's a mismatch there, but there's nothing there. So Sullivan has it 35 feet away and gets it out to Jordan, who will set up 8 to shoot. Pull up 3 is short, and the rebound from Mike Beam, and Harvard will control. Under 3 to go in the first, 35-31. Crimson. Ten here at Leviades.
Although only 2 years ago they were knocked off in overtime.
As they get it into Ewing, right block, the hook shot, no good. Really the only thing not going for him thus far, and Penn controls. Jordan trying to push it up the floor, out to Plummer. Plummer 3, right side, yes. LeVar Plummer off the bench, drains the 3, pulling the Quakers within 1. 35-34, Penn has not had a lead in this game, Dan.
Well, you know, Michael Jordan, his new nickname I think should be the waiter, because he serves them up. LeVar Plummer had as wide open a 3-point look as you will ever have in the game of basketball. And he gave it to one to Langle before and Jed earlier. So Michael Jordan looking to get his teammates involved.
Clemente, the shot no good. And it may be a little bit of frustration as LeVar Plummer gets the rebound. Incidentally, great ball fake by Clemente to get open. Clemente only 3 of 11 from the field. And Plummer will go to the line to shoot 2. 10 team fouls now on Harvard with 2 Bills to go in the first half. So Penn, a little bit energized right here. You know, I guess they cleared the accident off of the Mass Turnpike.
Well, they certainly weathered the Harvard storm here. Harvard was fired up coming out. This is their last weekend for these seniors. They have a lot of them to play on this court. And we got to see a little bit of the campus last night and today, Adam, with our statistician, Antoine Allen, our sideline guy. So we had a fun time. There at Harvard Square, beautiful campus. Perhaps the nicest, in my opinion, of the Ivy campus.
Well, I think you could make that argument, although you haven't seen Dartmouth yet, then.
That's
it's
true.
Always lovely up there, especially because it's supposed to snow tomorrow. But Lamar Plummer, more importantly, misses the chance to tie. He'll have another one and ties the game at 35. So, 35-35, under 2 minutes left, first half. And they're going to call a foul on Pennsylvania. Let's see who they get. I believe they're going to get Plummer, 1-1, coming up for Harvard.
And Tim Hill sort of smirks because he knows that Lamar Plummer cannot stay with him in the backcourt. And that's a mismatch. Lamar Plummer, not a very good on-the-ball defender, and Tim Hill just blew by him. Instead of moving his feet, playing defense with his feet, play defense with his hands, Adam, and that's when you get called for the foul.
Well, Lansick and Jordan on the bench, the two starters for Pennsylvania. So it's Plummer, Sullivan, Owens, Langle, and Ryan. First one up and in for Hill as Harvard regains the lead, 36-35. And calmly, like a senior would, hits both of them. 37-35, Harvard, as Langle will play the point now.
Yeah, Hill's third in the league in free throw shooting, so he's close to automatic when he gets up there.
Guarded by Patrick Harvey, who checks into the game for the first time. Patrick Harvey, give me liberty, or give me basketball. So, no good on the Plummer jumper from 15 away. By the way, I know that's Patrick Henry. Save the phone calls. But 37-35, Harvard on top, 1:25 to go here in the first half.
And once again, not a great shot by Lamar Plummer. He certainly forced that, and we'll see if Harvard can take advantage as Lamar Plummer is guarding Tim Hill on this end. See if Hill tries to take Lamar Plummer off the dribble.
Hill nearly loses it. 12 to shoot. Hill and Plummer. Hill easily around Plummer, and they're going to call a foul, a push on Pennsylvania. They're probably going to get Sullivan on it. To the line again will go Tim Hill. It's an easy two for him. Jordan will check in for the last minute of the half as Harvard can increase the lead to a two-possession game.
Yeah, and Lamar Plummer sits down. That's a no-brainer. You don't need to be a 10-year veteran coach like Coach Dunphy is to know who's coming in right there. Lamar Plummer not taking good shots on offense, not letting the game come to him, forcing the action, and he just clearly cannot stay with Tim Hill on the perimeter. I mean, Hill went by him like there was no one there.
Hill, first one rattles home. He now has 13 points for number 15. That's unofficial. Second one up and in. Both rattle home, and again, a four-point lead for Harvard. 1:04 to go first half. So Tim Hill will sit out the last minute of the half.
Well, at least he's sitting out right now, Adam. And he plays a lot of minutes, 99% of their minutes. And even this year, and even more amazing perhaps, is that over his career, he's a four-year starter, has played something like 38 minutes a game on average over 4 years. That's amazing.
Jordan, right elbow, at the angle, baseline out to LaRomantic, who stripped, and it's all Harvey, and he makes the layup, almost rolled out, and the turnover goes Harvard's direction, 41-35. Harvard, well, there's a one-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Penn hold for one.
Yeah, Jordan was back on defense, and instead of trying to step in front and take a charge, he sort of went for the block. No foul, no, you know, he didn't get it, but maybe he could have stepped in front of him and tried to turn the shot a little bit.
Jordan with 10 to shoot. Jordan, shake and bake, right side, picks it up, nothing there, and he will travel with it before he goes up with the shot. 4.4 left for Harvard to get a shot off. They lead by 6. The game tied at 35, and a little 6-0 run here by Harvard, all done at the free throw line, mind you.
And that's, I think, 4 turnovers right now for Michael Jordan in this game, Adam.
So Penn will press. As well, for the Quakers, it's going to be another regroup at the half. We saw it against Brown last weekend when they trailed 31-29. And Clemente takes it up the floor, puts up a three. No good, airballed. But your halftime score, Harvard 41, Pennsylvania 35. Dan, not exactly the way to get things off on this very important road trip.
Well, this is what Harvard plays for. This is their big weekend of the year, Adam. Hosting Penn and Princeton. Their home gym is the seniors' last chance to play on their floor, so they're fired up, you know, they're ready to play. They came out hitting their outside jumpers, which is not what happened when they played at the Palestra a couple weeks ago when the Quakers won easily by 25. So it's a whole different ball game when you play up in Boston, and right now, down 6, Coach Dunphy's got to give them something motivational. Although, maybe we shouldn't worry so much. Last weekend against Brown, down by 2 points at halftime, the Quakers came out smoking in the second half, keyed by Paul Romancic. So we'll see if they can get it done here in the second half.
Well, stay tuned for the second half. And Steve Jasinowski with the halftime show. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network. Thank you, Steve. And welcome back to Boston, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, Cambridge, actually. 28 seconds to go before the start of the second half. And let's go over some stats here, Dan. The key stat for Penn as a team, 10 turnovers to Harvard 2. Michael Jordan with 6 of those 10 turnovers.
Although Jordan does have 3 assists, so any 10 points will lead the team, but certainly 6 turnovers is way too much, as he would be the first to tell you. I'll tell you what jumps out at me at him is that field goal attempts. Quakers, while shooting 50%, have only taken 22 shots, including 1 field goal attempt from Paul Romancic. That's certainly not enough. Harvard 15 out of 32 from the field, so around the same percentages, just Harvard's getting a lot more shots, probably a repercussion of those turnovers.
Tim Hill with 14 points, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and 6 assists in the first half. Harvard, the home whites, crimson letters, crimson trim, Penn in the away blues, red trim, white letters, Penn going from right to left on your radio this half, Harvard from left to right. Harvard starts with the basketball. Frank Sullivan sitting on the bench calmly as this team up by 6 with the ball. Clemente looking to take Romancic. Down in the right block, Clemente looking to lean in, and the shot no good. Rebound from Nat Langle. Langle gets it out to Jed Ryan, who pushes it over the timeline to Michael Jordan again. Into Owens, and he lays it in. Couldn't get the alley-oop, but an easy 2 for Owens. He now has 6, and it's 41-37, though he'd cut back to 4.
Yeah, although Owens, we thought, maybe hampered a little bit with the ankle. He seems to be playing fine. He played 18 to 20 minutes in the first half, and he looked good right there coming up to pick up that ball.
Hill from way downtown, no good. Jordan high off the glass, the one-hander is good. By the way, the score update to tell you, it's Princeton losing to Dartmouth 31-30. We'll keep you updated this second half. Penn, though, also trails. They trail Harvard. It's only 41-39.
Yeah, 2 minutes left in the first half of that one. Dartmouth back on top in Hanum.
Gellert, his shot from 5 feet away, no good. Paul Romance at the rebound. Slings it out to Jordan. Now Langle, right side. The easy lay-in. Well, it's no good, and they call a charge as Mike Beam was in the way. That's three fouls on Matt Langle. First on the team, and Harvard with the basketball with 18:42 to go in the game and a two-point lead. Langle checks out. Plummer checks in just a minute into this half.
That's the second time in this game that Matt Langle has passed up about a seven-foot jumper. He should have pulled up there, just chipped it off the glass, get your 2 points. Instead, he wanted to get a closer look.
Hill blows by everyone, lays it in, and is fouled by Owens, but Hill is on the floor hurt under the basket. All four of his teammates over to pull him up. He looks like he's okay. He's kind of holding his nose.
He went down hard at him. He went straight at the goal on the right side, and Owens fouled him just a touch. Owens is 7 feet tall. Hill is 5'11", and you can't block the shot. It's unbelievable. But Tim Hill is good, and he got that to go. And the way the gym is situated, there's the basket supports, and that's all that there is. They're resting on the ground, I don't know, 3-4 feet behind the basket. And I think Hill just fell pretty much face first into the basket support. But he's okay, and like the senior leader, he knocks down the free throw.
Little press, and the Quakers break it. They have a 2-on-1. Jed Ryan will hold it up. Plummer beyond the arc, and he will control left side baseline beyond the arc for Jordan. Jordan back to Romantic, the free throw, and lob into Owens. Layup, up and in, too easy. Good pass from Paul. 44-41 to Harvard now, 18-20 to go in the ball game. Hill calmly taking it up the floor.
Great job by Owens to establish position and give his teammates a target to pass to. Owens caught the ball up high, kept it above his head, and just laid it up off the glass.
Hill, penetration, left side, three, Dave Clemente is good on the baseline, 47-41, the lead back up to six.
Once again, Dan Clemente burns Romantic on the perimeter.
Jordan out for Plummer, now Romantic has it 15 away, takes it to the basket before the shot, which went in, he was fouled, and they will get, well, let's see who they get. They're going to get Ewing, that's the big man's third.
It's a shame that they called him on the floor because Romantic hit a real nice floater after he was fouled, maybe in the NBA, Paul, but no continuation so far tonight.
Not at Levitis, as Mike Beam will check out. Damian Long, the 6'2 junior in for Harvard, taking it out of bounds. Plummer, Romantic has it 15 away, takes a rare jump shot for him, not his shot, way short, front end of the rim. Tim Hill controls for Harvard, quickly the other way, pulls up from long two, no good, and the rebound to Paul Romantic.
That was a designed play. They sort of had the offense going like in their normal set, and Hill just ran down and pulled up and couldn't knock it down.
Plummer three, no good, a hectic pace here to start things off, but Harvard maintains its halftime edge, 47-41, with 17:20 left in the game. Beyond the arc for Gellert to Long. Now into the low block. Right side, Clemente. Over Romantic. Up and in. So easy for Dan Clemente. Clemente now with 13 points. 5 this half. And it's an 8-point lead for Harvard. And Fran Dunphy wants a 20-second timeout to talk things over. And Harvard, you know, we saw against Brown, Penn coming in the second half, put the game away with an early run in the first half. Not the case tonight.
Well, quite frankly, Paul Romantic has been unable to contain his man, Dan Clemente, who's doing it from inside outside. This is the last play. Hit a very nice turnaround jumper about 4 feet out in the middle of the lane. Paul got no help defending him. And Clemente just turned around and dropped it. And a couple possessions earlier, hit the three. So Clemente, only a sophomore, certainly already one of the premier players in this league.
Well, the Quaker starter's back on the floor. Langle will check it in bounds. He has three personals. 17:03 left in the game. Adam Hertzog, Dan Zarkowski. Penn basketball, 16-4 overall, 8-1 in the league. We knew this would be a tough weekend. We all thought this might be the easier of the two games. It hasn't been thus far. 8-point lead for Harvard. Long pass into Owens. Can't jam it, but he finger rolls it in. That's been the most effective play for the Quakers thus far in the half. 49-43, Penn trails.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than shooting at the basket, which is pretty small. You just throw it up around there, and Owens just gathers it in like a vacuum cleaner and dumps it.
They have no answer, and Ewing playing with three fouls. Ball tipped into Clemente, and in out of bounds as Romantic tips it to the last man on the Harvard bench.
Credit the coaching staff of the Quakers or the Quaker players and whoever's recognizing that Ewing, the only big man on the court for Harvard, and he's got three fouls, is going to be hesitant to play defense.
Clemente blocked by Owens, driving the lane, and Owens just throws it away. Hill picks it up, now Clemente for three, and drains it. Oh, boy. Pennsylvania sloppy, and 16 points for Clemente. Eight this half, eight in the first half, and the lead back up to nine. And the Quakers barely beat the press. Pennsylvania very shaky right now. Jordan has it, loses it. Langle gets it back, 23 to shoot.
Hey, Clemente had a very good look there on the turnover. Paul Romantic slow. Defensive turnover, changeover.
Jordan out to Ryan. He's been pretty quiet. Just has that 1-3. He swings it out right side baseline for Jordan. Jordan, they're going to call a further travel on Michael Jordan. Wants a foul called. Screaming at the officials. Not going to get it. And a 9-point Harvard lead with 15:51 to go. And oh boy, third turnover this half. And I got to tell you, Dan, as Sullivan will check into the game, Penn offense way out of sync.
Yeah, and it really surprises me here, Adam, with the offense out of sync, why go with a defensive specialist coming off the bench? It doesn't seem to make sense.
Mike Sullivan's been playing hard all game, comes in for Paul Romantic, who has been quiet after the beginning of the game, four early points, and since then.
Well, he's not getting any touches, Adam. Look, you know, you can't score if you don't get the ball. His teammates looking for Owens, you know, they are going down low, so at least they're not just selling for outside jumpers. They're just not going into Romantic, who looks very dejected on the Penn bench right now.
Damian Long has it, baseline blows by everyone, feeds it to Ewing, who lays it in. The easy floater and the lead up to 11 for Harvard. Jordan over the timeline, and Fran Duncan needs a timeout. Headline, Steve, take it away.
All right, guys, thanks very much. I'm sitting here with Augie Pop.
From the field, 5 of 10 this half.
And finally, Matt Langle hits a floater. We have not seen that in quite a few games.
Clemente, inside turnaround around Romantic, front rims it. No good. Jordan pushing it off the floor. Will be guarded by Gellert. Good screen by Owens. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Harvard. It will be Penn ball with 28 to shoot. Checking into the game, Beam and Coleman for Harvard. Sullivan in the game for the Quakers. Replacing now Jed Ryan as Romantic checks back in. Jordan will take it inbounds. And gets it into Paul Romantic. From Matt Langle beyond the arc. Sullivan has it, right side, bounce pass to Romantic, now lob pass into Owens, and a foul will be called on Harvard. That'll be number two on the Crimson. Who did they tag? I believe they're going to get Coleman as they're trying to find an answer to that lob into Owens. Second foul on Coleman as the Quakers get a fresh 35.
Two redheads on the court there for Harvard. Coleman, the big guy, just can't stay with Owens down low. Great recognition. Let's give it to him again. Make them stop him before you stop giving it to him.
Absolutely, Dan, as Jordan, pull-up J is no good, but the Quakers finally get a foul call as the officials, well, haven't been too kind to Penn thus far in the game, and now Jordan will get two, and to cut what is a Harvard 9-point lead down to seven with 14:23 left.
Certainly a lot of basketball still to play, Adam, but 9-point lead, Quakers have not been able to chip into it so far in the second half. Here's a score update at halftime. Princeton jumped on top 32-31, so, oh. Going down the stretch, that should be a good one. Go Dartmouth. But first, before the Quakers can look for any help from anyone else, they have to take care of their own business.
Jordan drains both free throws, Dan. No, that Penn trying to put together a little bit of a run. The lead was 11. It's now 7 as Hill takes it up the floor. Penn starters will most likely play most of this, well, not all of this half, as they trail by 7. Damian Long at the point. Beyond the arc. Being guarded by Langle, 15 to shoot, looking in for Coleman, nothing there. Now Coleman gets it, right side baseline, about 18 away. Has to get it to Hill, and he turned it over. Jordan picks it up and heads the other way. So Michael Jordan creating a turnover. Left side Langle, 4-3, no good. Rebound Sullivan. Bounce pass out to Romantic, out to Owens. Now Jordan has it beyond the arc, goes right. A lot of contact, nothing called. Inside to Sullivan, who has to back it out with 24 to shoot. Wow, hectic pace here. A lot of tension on the floor. Langle drives baseline. Dishes to Owens. Puts it on the floor. Jams it home with a foul. Could that be the play that turns this game around as Jeff Owens takes matters into his own hands? The Quakers have cut the lead to 5 with a free throw to go.
Wow, I have not seen a play like that out of Jeff Owens ever. He caught that a good step and a half away from the basket on the bounce pass. Frantic pace. Mike Sullivan couldn't get anything done inside, and Owens with the 7 feet just put the ball over his head and flushed it. That was a serious dunk at him.
Owens has been the dominant player for Penn in the second half as 12 points came into the half with only 4, and a big free throw up and in for Owens. Okay, now the lead cut to 4 by Pennsylvania. 13:20 to go, and we're back in things here at Leviades. Again, the Quakers, winners of 9 out of 10, but Dan, as you mentioned earlier, losers in overtime 2 years ago. Inside, Gellert, over Sullivan, no good, Romancic the rebound, out to Plummer, as Langle takes the breather.
Let's see if the Quakers go right back inside to Owens, who's certainly been the key in the second half.
Romancic puts it on the floor left side, looking to bring Clemente into it. Clemente reaches in, not much there, but Romancic up and under, around Clemente, in, and the lead cut to 2. Let's see if Frank Sullivan wants a timeout. He doesn't. Hill pushes it up the floor. 2-point game.
Clemente very hesitant there, just stood there, didn't try to play defense at all on Romancic.
He'll block to go the other way in transition. Jordan beyond the arc, and he'll slow it up. Jordan has it and gets it to Romancic. Hill trying to take it. A lot of contact. No foul called. Now lob it to Romancic. Fouled from behind by Tim Hill, number 3 on Hill.
And that's big at him. And it was caused by the recognition by Michael Jordan. There was a mismatch. And Tim Hill, 5'11", was stuck guarding Romancic on the left block. And Jordan just threw it down to him. Hill forced to commit the foul. Nothing else he could do there. And wow, right now you're going to see Tim Hill head to the bench. Right in the middle of this Quaker run, Quakers down 2. We'll see how they respond with their floor leader on the bench.
5 fouls on Harvard as Plummer takes the inbound pass from Jordan. Jordan trying to post up Gellert. And Plummer looking to get it, swings it right side to Sullivan beyond the arc. Jed Ryan back in the game, has it beyond the arc, left side being guarded by Clemente as Paul Romancic gets a breather. Ryan brings it back to the middle of the floor, and Jordan with 17 to shoot. Jordan advantage over Gellert, but doesn't take it. Sullivan, 13 to shoot. Owens looking to get it in the left block. Nothing there. Out to Plummer, 8 to shoot for Penn. Plummer caught, now left side Jordan, and they're going to call another walk on Jordan. A questionable call. It looked clean to me. So Harvard maybe can stop this Pennsylvania run. It's been 9-0 Pennsylvania, 11:55 to go, and as you mentioned, Dan Hill on the bench.
Yeah, but despite the turnover, I'm really surprised that Coach Duncan did not go with the full court press there with the Harvard point guard on the bench. He just let his team fall back on defense.
Clemente trying to block in Sullivan and goes around Owens and lays it in. And they're going to call out. Looks like Harvard will call a timeout with 11:36 to go here in the game. 56-52 is the score.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Adam. Was that the fourth foul on Tim Hill? I think it was the fourth.
Four, yeah, they had four on the board.
It was 3, but even better for the Quakers. If that's 4 fouls on Hill with almost 12 minutes to play, that could be huge down the stretch. The Lakers still down 4, though.
Send it back to the XPN studios. Listening to Penn Basketball, 88.5 FM, XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
First Union Bank is a proud supporter of University of Pennsylvania basketball on XPN. With over 2,400 financial centers throughout the East Coast, First Union allows you to do your banking online or over the phone with a real live person at any hour. First Union Bank. Member FDIC.
Every weekend morning on XPN, it's a little quieter. That's because we present Sleepy Hollow, a unique radio experience that complements your weekend lifestyle. Tune in to Sleepy Hollow, the soundtrack to your weekend morning, starting at 6 Saturday and Sunday on 88.5 XPN.
Hi, I'm University of Pennsylvania forward Mike Sullivan, and you're listening to Quaker Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
Penn with the basketball, trailing by 4. Harvard in a full court press as we return to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Langle beats it out to Ryan, and Ryan gets it back to Langle. Mike Sullivan on the bench. It is the Penn five starters on the floor with 11:20 to go in the game. Down by four. It was 11 before the bucket by Clemente. Left side, Ryan, nothing there. Bounce pass to Owens, but way outside, 18 feet out. And now into Romantic. Romantic, foul going up. The shot no good, but two shots for Paul Romantic, who can cut this Penn lead, not the Penn deficit, but it happened.
Well, finally, they give some Paul Romantic a chance to do something on the low block. They've been going to Owens. Romantic shows that when he gets the ball down there, he's going to get something done. He goes to the foul line now. It's just a question of, can he convert?
A big time for the Quakers to get a lead in this one with Hill on the bench. Romantic drains the first. 56-53, Harvard.
And the Quakers had trailed throughout. They sort of pulled even at 35 all before Harvard went on a 6-0 run to make it.
Guys.
Harvard over Penn. The shot no good by Clemente, and the rebound goes to the Quakers.
Quakers.
We apologize for our technical difficulties. Matt Langle hits the three to tie the game at 56. Again, apologize for the technical difficulties. We're back. Timeout on the floor. 10:34 to go in the game. Tie game here. And Pennsylvania with the ball as Harvard turns it over on the inbound pass. Adam Herzog, Dan Zarkowski with you. As the Quakers have roared back down by 11, they go on a 13-2 run. Langle's going to check in and check it into Jordan as he sets up. Jordan. Jordan out to Langle. Langle. Right side beyond the arc. It's Owens. Owens over Clemente. It goes. And the Quakers at 58-56. Have their first lead of the game, 10:18 to go. Jeff Owens single-handedly giving them the lead here.
And he's playing with a ferociousness I have not seen out of him. He caught that ball and went straight up.
But Harvard comes right back and gets an easy bucket by Beam on the right side to tie it halfway through the second half.
So Harvard hanging in there with their leader on the bench. Tim Hill with four fouls, forced to six.
Ryan, three left side. He falls down. No good. Romance with the rebound. The putback is good. And Penn regains the lead. 60-58. 9 points.
So the Quakers getting it done on the interior. But still, Coach Dunphy not employing a trap or any sort of full court pressure with the Harvard point guard on the bench. Don't understand that.
Owens rejects Harvey out of bounds, and Hill will come back into the game right now as the Quakers have gained the lead 60-58, 9:34 to the 10. Great run by Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and certainly keyed by the interior play. The outside shots have not been falling tonight. Tim Hill back in the game with four fouls. We'll see how long he can stay on the court.
Shot by Clemente, no good, but a foul will be called left side. He tried to put up the one-hander. It was no good. But a foul will be called on, they're going to get Owens. It's only two on Owens. Good news for Penn fans as the Quakers have the lead 60-58 with 9:30 to go in the game.
Although the Quakers have had to go heavy minutes with their starters, particularly Jeff Owens, who does not normally play over 35 minutes a game, and he's only sat out 2 minutes in this game so far, Adam. Played the entire way in the second half, I believe. And we'll see if that's a factor down the stretch against Princeton when he played 38 minutes, a career high. The team certainly played in there as Owens was unable to connect from the foul line down the stretch.
Clemente hits both free throws. 60-60 is the score. Jordan now trying to break a press right now. And Romantic playing the point, takes it over the timeline. Ewing guarding him. Not much of a challenge. Now Langle has it. 9:15 to go in a tie game. 60-60, what a game here in Cambridge. Owens, well, about 18 away, wide open, but obviously not going to shoot that. Jordan at the right elbow, picks up his dribble, left side for Romantic, takes the 15-footer, can't drain it, but Mike Sullivan gets a big offensive rebound. Langle, pull up, over the glass, and in, and Pennsylvania regains the lead 62-60 with 8:50 left.
Yeah, finally, Matt Langle takes a 7-foot floater, calmly puts it in off the glass and in. And the Quakers have really gotten it done here on the offensive glass.
Bean for three, in and out, Paul Romantic the rebound. So Penn can get at least a 2-possession lead right here with 8:30 to go. Inside Owens. Owens will be, what are they going to call, a foul or a walk? And they're going to call a foul on Harvard. Could have gone either way, as you may be able to judge by some of the reaction. About 40% Penn fans like it, half, the other half don't.
Yeah, well, Jeff Owens is just not to be tonight. He caught that ball, and someone was going to have to stop him from going towards the basket because he went up strong. Jeff Owens really playing like he's got something to prove out there.
15 for Owens, and they're gonna give him two shots or the 17 fouls on Harvard. Let's see if they get him in the act of shooting.
Interesting move by Coach Frank Sullivan of Harvard to put Tim Hill, who's got four fouls. He's guarding Matt Langle instead of guarding Jordan, which would be the regular matchup. Langle's got a good 6 inches on him. We'll see if the Quakers can take advantage on that end.
Well, they change to give him a 1-1, and Owens misses the first. So Harvard gets the rebound, and Tim Hill the other way. Quick as lightning is Tim Hill. Clemente gets Romantic in the air. Pull up inside three range from 15 away. It's good. Wow, Clemente, a great game. 62-62, 8 minutes left.
That's a big-time move from an Ivy League power forward. To up fake from the three-point line. Take a dribble around Romantic and calmly knock down the 17-footer. Very nice fundamental.
Clemente trying to get it back on the other low block. Jordan now had an open three, passed it up. And will took the floater off the glass, calmly in over Ewing. 64-62 Penn. It now regains the lead with 7:47 to go. Back and forth, Dan, seesawing. Jordan with 16 and Clemente with 22 for the Crimson.
Although this interior defense of the Crimson certainly leaves something to be desired, because Michael Jordan got in the lane there pretty easily and just able to flick it off the glass and in.
He'll be on the arc right side, left side for Beam, now into Clemente, left side, 15 from the basket, this is it to Beam, oh, great look for Ewing, who jams it home with two hands, and Harvard ties it up at 64, 7:20 to go.
Yeah, great play by Beam, he took it right at Owens before just dropping it off for Ewing, coming from the baseline, Ewing dunked.
Dangle bounce pass into Jordan, Harvard's sticking close here. It's tied as Langle, the ball tipped out of bounds off of Harvard, trying to get it to Romantic on the right block. 15 to shoot for Penn. 7:02 left here in the game. Wow, what a game down here in Cambridge.
Well, sticking close. I'm out there staying with playing them. Point for point here, 64 all, a 7 to play, and Tim Hill's been on the court here for a couple minutes with 4 fouls. You got to think, apparently Coach Sullivan for Harvard's going to let him play the rest of this game until he fouls out.
Well, we have a timeout on the floor. Let's check in with our sideline reporter, Steve McLaughlin, and check in what things are going on. Steve.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Adam and Dan. Second half, drastically different from the first half, but we saw a lot in the first half. We talked about Jeff Owens getting hurt on the weekend, but yesterday in practice, but today, early in the game, he's having a lot of trouble on defense getting back and helping his man. And that's why we saw a lot of Josh Sanger, but in this half, much more mobile, moving up and down the floor, and he's certainly been a big help to the Quakers on the defensive end. Another thing, Tim Hill's in the game, 4 fouls. Look for the Quakers to go at him here in the second half. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Steve. So again, 64-64, 7:02 to go here, and Tim Hill, 4 fouls, clearly. Now maybe Jordan starts to take it, or Langle starts to take it to Hill, depending on who he's guarding, but got to be impressed. Without Paul Fisher, Harvard is accomplishing what they're accomplishing thus far. Fisher, their senior center, their leader from Des Moines, Iowa, 11 points a game, a big presence down low. So Harvard, a scrappy bunch on this night in the Ivy League. And, you think you're going to go up for a relatively easy game anywhere in the Ivy League. It just doesn't happen. Tough to play on the conference on the road, as Princeton found out against Yale last Friday night. 7 minutes left exactly. Jordan has it beyond the arc, being guarded by Harvey. Jordan, swing pass into Ryan, and Ryan can't hang on. It goes through his hands. And it is Harvard ball.
Michael Jordan really let Jed Ryan have it as they went back down the floor. Jordan thought Jed should have been able to handle that. Apparently Jed couldn't. The pass was a little low, maybe at Jed's waist. But Jordan really laid into his teammate then.
Hill, fadeaway two, no good. Ball tipped, out of bounds it will be. Harvard ball, again, a tie game at 64, 6:40 to go in the game. Hill with four fouls. Sullivan, who's played well tonight, will check into the game for Jed Ryan.
And the Quakers, who have really been pounding the ball inside, particularly with the offensive glass, have shot 71% here in the second half, 12 of 17. Harvard's thus far 45%, 9 out of 20 from the field.
Harvey has it beyond the arc. Harvey looking to drive. Gets it left side. Gillert, the three baseline is good. Boy, Harvard's been hitting that baseline three on the left side all night, and they regain the lead, 67-64, 6:25 left.
You certainly think, coming into this game, you think Quakers down three with 6.5 to play, they must not be shooting the ball well, right? But no, they're shooting 60% in this game, and they're still losing.
Sullivan to the hole. The blocking foul called as Sullivan, an aggressive move down the right lane. And let's see who they tag on the foul. The foul is on Clemente. That's only his second. He, again, fouled out at the Palestra. Only his second tonight. Sullivan gets two free throws to cut into a three-point deficit.
See, now Mike Sullivan, the substitute player. He's a senior workhorse, comes in and plays hard. He'll give you everything he has every time he's on the floor. And now he just has to knock him down.
Sullivan's first up and in, he on the year, shooting 7 of 11 at the free throw line, 64%. First one up and in. Ryan will come in for Romantic, giving him a breather. But Dan, as you mentioned, Owens still on the floor, but he has been the factor, the X factor tonight. 10 now, Sullivan hits the second, hits both, 67-66, Harvard, 6-11 left.
Although you got to think, Jeff Owens is going to need something, some breather, if he was going to finish this game strong. I think he's played the entire second half at him and only sent out 2 minutes in the first half.
Dillard has it right side. Trying to drive on Langle. Gets it out to Ewing from about eight away. Hits the front of the rim. Jed Ryan can't hang on to the rebound. The three by Harvey. No good. Another rebound by Harvard. Gellert, a flying layup on the left side. No good. Sullivan can't get the defensive board. Penn getting out-hustled to the loose ball. Clemente with Langle on him. Out to Gellert. 5:30 to go in the game. Penn down by one. Hill in the game controlling things. Guarding him, the much slower Jed Ryan. Penn fighting for his lives. Gellert will spot up for another three. That's an air ball, and that will harmlessly and will fall out of bounds. Penn basketball. Romantic will immediately check into the game. He replaces Jed Ryan. So Ryan getting shipped in and out here, kind of
Boats. Very lucky for the Quakers that they escaped that defensive possession without a Harvard score, because they had some good looks. The Quakers had three opportunities to come down with the basketball, were unable to do so. And Harvard just could not convert.
Jordan, an ill-advised pass to Sullivan, who saves it. Long pass to Langle. Sullivan doing a nice job tonight. The little things, as he does always. Romantic, left block, working on Clemente. Dishes it, trying to Owens. It goes out of bounds. Looked like it may have gone off of Harvard. It went off of Owens. The Penn offense just hasn't been in sync really all that much tonight. Down low, 67-66. Harvard, 4:54 to go. 16 turnovers for Penn.
Perhaps a case of overpassing there. Paul Romantic made the move on the left block. When you're that close, just go up with it, trying to get fancy and scoop it down to Owens.
Ewing jams it home as Owens didn't get the position. Jordan the other way.
As Ewing went up there, Paul Romantic and Jeff Owens were within 2 feet of him, and both of them were just standing flat-footed, didn't even try to challenge the shot.
Oh, the Jordan one-handed floater, left side elbow is good. The lead cut to one by Harvard, 69-68. Crimson, 4:20 left. 18 points for Michael Jordan. It's been the Jordan and Owen show thus far this evening.
And up in Dartmouth, Princeton 48-39 with 14 minutes to play in the second half.
Left side for Hill, 15 to shoot. Looking to work on Jordan. They're clearing out for Hill. Let's see what he does. Looks like he's going to go left around Clemente. The long two, no good. Rebound, Owens. And Jordan will take it up the floor, 3:50 left in the game, 69-68. Jordan three, no good, and Ewing gets the rebound.
Wow, under 4 minutes to play. Michael Jordan sensed it. That would have been a huge basket. And Tim Hill is forced to call a timeout here. He crosses midcourt, team up one. He's been playing a long time with four fouls, and right there he just grabbed it. It looks like maybe his left hamstring, Adam, and we'll see if there's an injury there, if he continues to play.
22nd timeout, 69-68. Crimson, wow, what a game here. You know, Penn just out the get-go. They have 16 turnovers unofficially. You know, that equals the number of turnovers against Princeton. 16 turnovers. Well, it's not in sync this game.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to come out and just not shoot the ball well. There's nothing you can do about that, but they're just, quite frankly, they're getting out-hustled for loose balls, for the rebounds. They did do a good job on the offensive glass during that run, but they have not taken care of the middle of the floor on their defensive end. They've been very sloppy with the basketball. And this is gut check time right now, Adam. It looks like Princeton's going to go on to win that game at Dartmouth. At least they have the lead. And coming down the stretch, they can't afford to lose games like this.
Clemente has it beyond the arc. The NBA three, no good. And Owens gets the rebound. Boy, questionable shots on both ends. Two threes, no good. So we remain 69-68. Owens turns it over. The bounce pass intended for Jordan. Picked up. Howard, who's fouled going up in transition, he'll have two free throws. Boy, the Penn offense, Owens beyond the perimeter trying to get into Jordan, not what these teams are used to.
Yeah, and the problem is with Owens back at the point guard position, or the point guard slot on offense, making that interior pass, he's the one who's got to get back on defense. And with the one-on-one play, basically, instead of turning around and running full speed back to get on defense, Owens tried to backpedal the whole way and just got beat easily. Committed the foul. Harvard up one. They're a very good free throw shooting team as a team on the year. One of the better teams in the Ivy. They have a chance to go up three here with just about 3 minutes to play, Adam.
Dillard, by the way, when he heads to the line, we'll keep it right here for now. Teams are about to set the check onto the court in a couple seconds. Shooting 31 of 41, 76% from the free throw line. But, Dan, come up to Harvard. Everyone's looking at Dartmouth, half a game behind Penn and Princeton heading into tonight. Harvard only 4-6 in the lead. You know, Penn, again, if you missed the beginning of the telebroadcast, the Quakers showed up almost an hour, well, really 45 minutes before the game was supposed to start. They pushed the tip-off back to 7:15. They were caught in traffic. And you got to wonder, never got off the, off on the floor on the right foot offensively all game. You wonder if that's a factor. You hate to use excuses, but maybe that's a factor.
Well, that's on one side of the ball, Adam. On the other side, for this Harvard team, for these seniors, this is their season. When they have Penn Princeton at their home gym, that's what these guys play for. You know, they don't play the Kansas, the Temple. They come in, they want to beat Penn on their home floor. And we've talked about this all year round. When these Ivy teams have a whole week to prepare, they really prepare for the Friday night game. The Saturday night game is a little bit harder, especially because Penn and Princeton play such contrasting styles. But, this is what Harvard plays for, beating Penn on their home court. On this Harvard team, they've only beaten Penn on one time in the last 4 years. So no one on this team has beaten this Penn team more than once.
Dillard drains the first following the timeout by Penn, 70-68, Harvard.
Although the Quakers continue to tear it up from the field. Although the difference being they're only 13-19, which is a very good percentage, but they've only taken 19 shots in this half.
Penn looking to break the press. Langle has it, looking to still get it over the timeline. Romancic gets the long pass, and he'll just take it up the floor, out to Jordan. Penn trails by three with 3 minutes to go. Jordan in the paint. Jordan off the glass and in. Right side lead. Cut to one. 71-70. 2:55 to go. 20 points for Jordan. When the Penn Quakers have Michael Jordan score 20 points or more, they are 4-0. We'll leave you at that note here with 2:45 to go, but right now they trail by one. Gellert, crossover, nearly loses it on Sullivan. And Hill, being guarded by Sullivan, right side for Harvey. Looking to get it into Langle, nearly losing it, backing it out. Hill with 10 to shoot for Harvard, 2:30 in the game. Hill, the crossover, left side, Hill, 5 to shoot. Romantic again, faked by Clemente, the 3, no good. The loose ball again to Harvard, and they'll set up with 2:20 to go in the game. And Harvey gets it and kicks it off of Paul Romantic out of bounds. And boy, oh boy, Harvard just getting into all the loose balls right now. Nothing you can do on the long rebound. 29 to shoot, 71-70, Harvard, 2:17 to go in the game. Hill inbounds it to Harvey. Frenetic pace here. Clemente now, Romantic all over him. Clemente has to get it back out to Hill. 15 to shoot, Harvard taking time off the clock. The 2 minutes to go, 12 to shoot for Tim Hill. Trying to take Jordan. Nothing there. 7, 6, 5 to shoot. 4, Clemente three to shoot, two, one, the fadeaway three, no good, and Michael Jordan comes down with the rebound, gets it out to Langle with 1:40 to play, with the Quakers down by one.
And with Hill playing with four fouls, Harvey's forced to guard Jordan, and he can clearly not guard him on the perimeter if the Quakers take advantage.
Langle, NBA three, from the right center is good, Penn back up by two, 73-71, 1:25 to go. Wow. Oh, baby.
And the way Matt Langle's been shooting the ball, that takes Clutch to take an NBA three. There's a minute 20 to go, Matt Langle.
1:15 left, Ewing. Looking to go around Owens, and he's going to walk with it. Penn gets the ball with 1:09 left. Unbelievable turn of events as Frank Sullivan calls a 20-second timeout.
Great defense by big man Jeff Owens. He's been in there this whole way. He's played every minute, and he just stayed right on the ground. Good defense against Bill Ewing, the senior.
Ben, I'm holding on to you here.
Hey, don't do that. All right, I'll work on that. That's
I'll tell 70-71, Penn, 1:09 to go. Timeout on the floor. Let's all take a little
We'll relax. I'll tell you something, though. With Owens playing these heavy minutes, perhaps that's because of the ankle injury, and they don't want him to sit and let that sort of swell up. They want to keep it loose and keep him on the court. And right now, Owens has played just a huge game for the Quakers. But how about that shot by Matt Langle? Are you kidding me? He takes it, what, 8-7 feet behind the three-point line. He's been shooting horribly the last couple games. He's been ice cold.
He was wide open.
He's hit a couple so far today, and Matt Langle has shown throughout this year he's hit some big shots. Against LaSalle, he didn't shoot very well in that game, although he ended up hitting a huge three with a couple minutes to go. So he's shown throughout this year he is not scared to take the shot when the game's on the line.
Well, this, needless to say, don't need any introduction to how important this game is for Pennsylvania in the Ivy League with Princeton. Well, we'll try to get just a score update on that, but this game, every game, huge for Pennsylvania as they have taken 9 out of 10 here. And this one, a very, very tough game for Pennsylvania, and they're not in the clear yet. Arguably the second biggest offensive possession of the season for Pennsylvania right here. The biggest, of course, being Princeton. Little pressure out of Harvard. Romantic now takes it up the floor on Clemente. Picks up his dribble, and he may have walked. They're going to call a foul on Clemente. That's 9 fouls on Harvard, so it's a 1-1 for...
You know, that's really not a bad strategy, to be honest with you, Adam, because Paul Romantic is not a very good free-throw shooter. So perhaps a gamble. I couldn't tell if he did that on purpose or not. Certainly not an intentional foul by any means, but if he came down and purposely tried to foul Romantic or force him into the travel. And how about this score update? Dartmouth has come back 48-43 with 12 minutes to play. Princeton still up, but only up 5. They were up as much as 9, according to our report.
Paul Romantic with 2 huge free throws. Well, a 1-1. They could be 2. We'll see what happens with this. The first. He sets. He shoots. He can't hit it. Loose ball got by Owens. Jordan will set it up. Back out to Romantic. To Sullivan, and Jordan calls for it. Under a minute left. Harvard trails by 2. And a blocking foul will be called. Who did they get? Did they get Gellert? Not Hill. They do with Gellert on the ground. So, Jordan will have 2 free throws with 55.6 to go, and the Quakers up by 2 points.
And just like the end of the Princeton game, Adam, Coach Dunphy's electing to go with Mike Sullivan down the stretch as the senior co-captain Jed Ryan, coming off his career-high game last Saturday night, sits and watches.
Jordan steps for the first and hits it. So, it's now 3 points for Penn. They're in the lead, 74-71.
Credit Jeff Owens once again coming out with that huge offensive rebound on the Romantic foul miss. Owens has been huge tonight.
Second shot for Jordan, calmly up and in again. Then no fans to distract Jordan. They're just on the sides behind us and across on the scorer's table behind them. Timeout.
That's
on the big,
floor. Adam. That makes it a 2-possession game. Michael Jordan getting it done, but Paul Romantic could not from the foul line.
Timeout on the floor. We'll be back for the finish. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
This is Penn Coach Fran Dunphy with a special invitation to families in our area. This season, we are proud to offer a special family plan for 5 of our Ivy League and 2 of our non-league basketball games at the Palestra. The family plan includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 sodas at each of these games for only $30 per game. Take your seats into one of the most historic basketball arenas in the country. For family plan tickets, call our ticket office at 215-898-6151 and don't miss a minute of exciting Quaker basketball action.
Hi, I'm University of Pennsylvania point guard Brendan Cody, and you're listening to Quaker Basketball on 88.5 XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
Adam Ertzog, Dan Zarkowski with you back. Cambridge, Massachusetts, which has been a phenomenal basketball game tonight between Penn and Harvard. Pennsylvania, Michael Jordan just hit 2 free throws with 55.6 seconds left. Harvard has the ball. It's Lango, Owens, Sullivan again, Dan, as you mentioned, Ryan on the bench. Ball Romantic and Michael Jordan for your Pennsylvania Quakers. Tim Hill will take it up. Jordan trying to put a little token pressure on him. Not much there. 49 to go in the game. Hill. Now Clemente fakes the 3. He'll take it now right side. Can't hit it. Jordan gets the rebound and he's fouled immediately. Was he poked in the eye? He may have been. Jordan walking off something may have been poked in the eye as he got a huge rebound off the Clemente miss. 2 huge free throws for Penn. They're up 75-71 with 42.4 seconds to go.
Jordan, who averages just about 4 rebounds a game for the Quakers, he always seems to come up with the big play, Adam, no matter what it is, whether it's the shot or the pass or defensive possession. On that shot, Clemente did a really nice job of getting a good look at the basket over Romantic, and Jordan just came out of nowhere to come for that rebound all the way across the lane, and he calmly knocked down his 3rd free throw in a row, 5-point lead. Jordan 7-7 from the foul line.
Looking to make it 8-8, 5-point Penn lead, 42.4 left. Oh, Jordan, nothing but net on the free throw, 77-71. Was that the Onions free throw, folks? Will it make Harvard try? Hill drives the lane, the finger roll up and no good. Rebound Ewing out to Beam, NBA 3. Yes, oh, Mike Beam from 30 feet away. Oh my God, what a shot from Mike Beam. Doesn't done anything all half, and hits a huge shot.
Well, first of all, Tim Hill got straight to the basket. I don't know how he missed the layup. I don't think he was going to, he didn't think he would be that wide open, but on the rebound, Ewing kicked it out to Beam. And you say NBA 3-point right now. That would have made Reggie Miller doesn't shoot shots from that far away. I mean, he was a good 10 feet behind the top of the key, and I'm not exaggerating.
77-74, that 3, enormous. Just an enormous 3 by
Harvard. I can't believe he took it. He took it like a regular jump shot. I mean, well behind the arc.
We'll kick it right back to the timeout on the floor. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
This is 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, 88.1 WXPH Harrisburg, 90.5 WKHS Wharton, Baltimore. Member-supported non-commercial radio from the University of Pennsylvania.
It ain't over yet. 77-74, Pennsylvania. 30.3 kicks to go in the game. They have the basketball following the timeout.
So the shot clock's off. We'll see what the Quakers can do. Their offensive movement has not been very good. They've had to count an offensive rebound for Jeff Owens, particularly to get it done down low. They have not run their offense. They haven't gotten the outside shots. And with Jen Ryan on the bench, Mike Sullivan playing the key minutes. We'll see what the Quakers do here. Will Harvard foul? Will they just let Jeff Owens shoot free throws? Although the Quakers are in the double bonus, so they would get 2. Full court pressure by Harvard.
Jordan gets it. Full court pressure out to Langle. Langle looking to take it over the timeline. 25 seconds left in the game. Jordan looking to get it over the timeline and does. Jordan to Owens, nearly thrown away, and Owens is clobbered to the floor by Tim Hill, who is out of the ballgame. With 5.
Well, that's huge. And that was clearly Harvard. That's what they were planning to do. As soon as Jeff Owens touched the ball, Tim Hill ran at him like he was a defensive end, and Owens is running for a touchdown. He just clobbered him. So the senior, who plays 99% of the minutes for Harvard, sitting out with his 5 fouls, disqualified. So that's huge. Right now, Quakers up 3. This free throw right here, Owens could give him a 2-possession game. Only 18 and a half to go. Of course, let's flash back to the Prince game. 45 seconds left. Quakers down 1. Owens missed 2 foul shots. We'll see. Here's a chance to redeem himself.
Owens, first shot. And it's good. Owens hits a big free throw. 78-74, a two-possession game as Fran Dunphy wants to talk things over. For Penn, 78-74, a two-possession game for the Pennsylvania Quakers. Timeout on the floor. Let's send it back to the XPN studios. 18.5 seconds left. We'll be back with the finish. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.
Cheesesteaks, 3813 Chestnut Street in Philadelphia.
I'm Ursula Dan Zarkowski with you for the finish between Pennsylvania and Harvard, where Penn has a 78-74 lead. Jeff Owens will have one more free throw. Tim Hill fouling out with 17 points and 10 assists. An unbelievable double-double out of Tim Hill.
And how about zero turnovers for Tim Hill? Played 37 minutes despite being in foul trouble much of the game.
One more for Owens, and he drains it. Jeff Owens drains two huge free throws. 79-74 Penn. 70 seconds left. Gellert up the floor. Gellert pushing it. Gellert, the scoop is up and in. 13.1 left. 79-76 Pennsylvania with 13.1 seconds left. And here's the pressure. Romantic gets it into Sullivan, who's fouled immediately. And he will have, again, two free throws. 12.2 seconds left.
I like that strategy a lot by Coach Sullivan for Harvard to go straight for the two. They didn't even think about the three. Geller went straight to the hole and took it. And you, I don't know, that's a little questionable. You know that Harvard's going to foul you, yet you leave Sullivan and Owens and Romantic on the court. While
with Jed Ryan, who's shooting excellent point then. Shooting 87.9% from the free throw line. Well, Sullivan here with two huge free throws.
One possession game right now.
And it, he gets it to go. Oh, the heartbreaker, nearly.
Sullivan touches every part of that rim.
Oh, it willed itself in, folks. 80-76, Pennsylvania, 12.2 left. One more free throw. That is the two highest offensive scoring teams in the Ivy League. Sullivan drains it. 81-76. Been a lot of points tonight. Penn has a 5-point lead under 10 seconds left. And Gellert is fouled by Matt Langle. A smart foul as Penn had one foul to give. 8.2 seconds to go.
Yeah, and talk about Mike Sullivan. Clutch foul shots down the stretch as Jed Ryan looks on. I don't know, disbelief?
Gellert inbound, 6 seconds left. Got to do something. Harvey Romantic guarding him, puts up a wild shot, no good. 1 second, this game is over. Pennsylvania has escaped with a victory as Michael Jordan slams the ball down as the Quakers survive in Cambridge, 81-76.
And the Quakers survive and barely. Credit Jeff Owens, tremendous game tonight. He really beat him down the stretch. The Quaker offense was never got going this entire afternoon. Paul Romantic got there offensively. Jed Ryan didn't even play down the stretch. Mike Sullivan played the key minutes. He got the job done. Jeff Owens and Mike Sullivan hitting two out of two foul shots apiece down the stretch to get this team a victory. And let's not forget Matt Langle hitting that huge three-pointer for the Quakers.
That gave them the lead that they never relinquished. Well, half the place is doing the red and the blue as Pennsylvania goes to 17-4 overall, 9-1 in the league with a matchup against Dartmouth next week. And Princeton, by the way, late in that game, leads 52-47. Harvard, 10-12, 13 overall, 4-7 in the league as the Quakers sweep the Crimson in the season series. We'll be back with player reaction. Dan, you and I would love to hear what some of these guys have to say off of this game. Penn down as many as 11 points early in the half. And they come back to take it 81-76. You're listening to Penn Basketball on 88.5 FM XPN, the Penn Sports Radio Network.